Hello, and thank you for joining us for today's new GTLD Auctions webinar. I'm Nicole Davenport, new GTLD Communication Manager for ICANN. Before we begin our discussion, I'd like to cover a few things. This webinar is being recorded. Recordings and supporting material will be published on the new GTLD microsite. The webinar will run for 90 minutes. We'll start with a presentation and end with a question and answer session. Additionally, we will have some topics of discussion in which you'll be able to ask questions during the presentation. You can ask a question via phone or in the Adobe Connect questions and comments pod. Questions that were submitted before the webinar will be addressed first, followed by phone questions, and then questions submitted online. Dial-in numbers can be found on the webinar page of the microsite at http://newgtlds.icann.org/webinars. The conference ID is NewGTLD Auctions. To enter the phone queue, dial *1. To exit the queue, dial *2. Please make sure that your phone is not on speaker when you ask a question. Now I'd like to turn it over to Russ Weinstein, Senior Manager, GTLD Operations.
Thank you, Nicole. So for today's agenda, I wanted to talk through, we'll start out with eligibility requirements for an auction, then talk through the auction process and timeline, touch on the highlights of the auction rules that were published last week. Then I have a few topics that I'd like to open for community discussion. So I'll present an issue, how we propose to handle it, and then we'll open the phones for 5 to 10 minutes of discussion, and then move on to the next topic, and I have three of those. And then we'll open for full Q&A at the end of the session. So before we get too deep into auctions and the auction process, I wanted to first give everyone a sense of where we are on contention sets as a whole. So currently we have 203 active contention sets and 660 applications in contention. These numbers do not reflect the impact of string confusion objections, and so far 13 of the string confusion objections where the objector has prevailed. The auctions, I'd like to remind everyone per the AGB, the auctions are expected to be a method of last resort to resolve string contention, and that applicants are encouraged to resolve string contention amongst themselves or when applicable through the CBE process. As we've named in earlier webinars, Power Auctions LLC will be the auction provider, and they're helping us develop the rules, the process, and they'll be the auction manager for the actual auctions. We've published preliminary auction rules on November 1st, and you can find those on the microsite and the newly launched auction page within the microsite. And you can look to that page as more content becomes available. So what makes a contention set eligible for an auction? So each active application in the contention set must have passed evaluation, resolved any applicable GAC advice, have no pending objections, and no pending change requests. And then each applied for GTLD in the contention set must not be classified as high risk per the named collision occurrence management plan, and must be eligible for the alternate path to delegation or have received the SLD collision occurrence assessment from ICANN. So next, we'll spend a few minutes talking about process and the expected timeline for the auctions. So prior to an auction event, the first activity is ICANN will assess eligibility, and then we will send a notification of intent to auction. This will come through our customer portal to the applicant's primary contact. The applicant then will receive some forms in that notification, where they'll be able to designate a bidder before the auction. So that designated bidder, as in the auction rule states, is the entity that owns the bank account from which the deposit and payments will be made. So this allows applicants who may have applied under different organizations to consolidate under one bidder and provide deposits and have credentials as bidders rather than individual applicants. They will be asked to execute a bidder agreement during that notification period and provide due diligence materials, and we'll talk more about those. These responses are due 30 days after notification. In that 30 days, you need to begin preparing yourself and your entity for an auction process. After the 30 days and after ICANN and Power Auctions have processed the paperwork returned, you'll receive a notification of auction date. So this will be from ICANN via the customer portal again. It will provide credentials and information to hand off from the ICANN systems to the Power Auction systems. It'll provide the date that the auction will be held and key deadlines around that date, such as when the deposit's due. Will likely include the wiring instructions for the bidding deposit, although that may come in the Power Auction system. And leading up to the auction event, so we'll transition you over from the ICANN systems to the Power Auction systems. This is where the designated bidder will receive the wire instructions and provide their own wire instructions for where refunds of deposits should be sent. We'll confirm what we call authorized individuals. So these are the individuals that can execute bidding on the bidder entity's behalf. You can have up to two authorized individuals per bidder. Once the deposit deadline hits, we call it a blackout period. So at the deposit deadline, which is 7 days prior to an auction, discussions among contending applicants and their designated bidders must cease. Application withdrawals for applicants scheduled for that auction will not be processed until after the auction concludes. And a mock auction will be available for the participants in that auction. That will be available 1 day prior to the auction. The mock auction is an optional event. It's recommended to do it at least one time if you're a bidder with multiple contention sets and multiple auction events. Participate at least one time to ensure system compatibility and you understand what you're going to be looking at. Next. Here's a summary of the auction materials. So we talked about the bidder forms. Those will come out in the original intent to a notification of intent that your contention set is going to auction. The designated bidder form will contain information about the entity who will participate in the auction. As I said, this will enable the applicant to designate an entity other than itself to supply the funds for the auction. This enables the escrow firm to conduct due diligence on the source of those funds, allowing it to set up an account and be able to receive transactions. And allows ICANN and Power Auctions to set up our systems to provide for bidding and set up credentials for the users and be ready to set up escrow accounts so we can receive the funds. Also in the original notification, you'll receive the bidder agreement. So that'll stipulate the terms of participation in the auction. It's required to participate in the auction. We hope to have that available in the mid-December timeframe. That'll be published on our website. The auction rules, we've published the preliminary version of the auction rules, and we plan to finalize those prior to notifying anyone of intent to auction. And then we have the auction system user guide. This will be, as it's self-described, a user guide to help users navigate through the auction system, understand what to click when and how. Again, this will be available before we send anyone to auction. Now, putting this all together, kind of in a timeline here, you can see we start out in the upper left. The notifications are sent to qualified applicants. The responses to those notifications are due within 30 days. This will also be the deadline to request a postponement, and I'll talk about postponement process later in the presentation. Roughly, I think it's going to be about 3 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks after the 30-day deadline, we'll send the scheduling information for the auction and the transition from the ICANN systems to the Power Auction systems. 7 days prior to an auction will be when the bidding deposit is due, and this will begin the blackout period that was described earlier. The mock auction will take place 1 day prior to the auction. The auction will take place within about a week. Non-winning bidding deposits will be refunded. And 20 days after the auction event, the winner's payments are due. So now I'll be providing an overview of the auction rules. I'm going to try and speak here in layman's terms. The slides may be a bit technical. If I say something that doesn't quite align with the published rules, please excuse me, but please rely on the published rules as the document of precedence. So bidding and deposits, as mentioned a few times so far, bidding deposits are due 7 days prior to the auction event. Deposits are required to participate in an auction. They may not be modified after the deposit deadline. All deposits will be held in escrow accounts at a major U.S. commercial bank, who we plan to announce shortly. We're still finalizing our agreement with them and think it's premature to announce the name quite yet, but we know that's an area of interest for the applicants. Deposits must be sent by wire and denominated in U.S. dollars. They need to be net of any bank fees, or they will be valued at net of any bank fees by the time our escrow service receives them. We will provide a confirmation that the deposit was received. That will come through Power Auctions. Your bidding deposit determines your maximum bidding limit. It's important to remember bidding limits will be kept confidential throughout the process. Each application will have its own deposit and bidding limit. So if you're if you have multiple applications in a contention set, the deposits and the bidding limits are set on an application basis. And the bidding limit for a particular application is set at 10 times the amount of your deposit. All right. And a $2 million deposit for an application will provide an unlimited bidding limit for that application. So the type of auction we're utilizing is an ascending clock auction. This is where the auction manager will set the pace of the auctions by providing price ranges for each round. So the auction manager will set a start of round price and an end of round price, and bidders place bids during a designated time interval of each round. The end of round prices are determined by the auction manager, and end of round prices become the starting price for the next round. The auction will continue until all contention within a set is resolved. The number of bidders remaining for the contention set will be communicated to the bidders for that contention set after each round. So within the auction system, you will be able to see the number of eligible bidders still remaining in each round. You'll not be able to see identities of those bidders, and you'll not be able to see anyone's bidding limits. Contention sets within the same auction will be auctioned simultaneously and using the same round schedule for all contention sets within an auction event. So the time frames and the schedule will be identical no matter which contention set you're bidding on within an auction on a given day. Auctions typically last between 3 and 10 rounds, and we anticipate them all concluding, each one concluding within a single day. The duration of the auction is really dependent on the participants, but from what Power Auctions has communicated to us, the 3 to 10 rounds is a good estimation of how long to expect. There's three types of bids in an ascending clock auction, and the graphic at the right hopes to depict what those are. There's the continue bid, which is bidding at the end of round price, meaning you will advance to the next round. An exit bid is a bid less than the end of round price, and it's to be used when you've reached your maximum willingness to pay. So if you are the highest exit bid in the contention set, you will win the auction. If you are not the highest, you will not. And if anyone puts a continue bid and you put an exit bid, the auction may continue and you will not be part of the next round. Then there's a proxy bid, which allows a bidder to bid ahead, essentially. So a proxy bid is a form of a continue bid, and it allows bidding ahead, as I mentioned. So if you know your maximum willingness to pay, you're able to enter that right at the beginning and leave the auction and let the results play out as they will. Or you can follow along real time. As I tried to describe, all types of the bids may end up as winning bids. There's not one type of bid that will result in automatic losing. The auction conclusion and post-auction activities. The auction for a contention set will close when the last remaining bidder for a contention set has prevailed. The winning price is at the price which the next to last bidder exited. Sometimes a layman way of saying it may be the second highest price. It's not technically accurate when I speak to my auction providers, but it's a pretty easy way to think about it, but please read the auction rules to get further detail. The conclusion of an auction event is when all contention sets in the auction have been resolved. So for auctioning multiple contention sets in a given day, the auction is considered concluded when all contention sets have been resolved. The results will be known will be provided to all those who participated in each contention set. And results will be published by ICANN within 7 calendar days. We'll probably beat that, but while we're still ironing out the details of the process, we're stuck with 7. As mentioned earlier, winning payment is due within 20 business days after the conclusion of the auction. And contention set winners will be eligible to begin the contracting process only once final payment has been received. The deposit for that contention set will be immediately applied toward the winning price, and the winner will need to wire the balance to the same escrow deposit as where the deposit was wired to. As mentioned in the AGB, proceeds from the auctions will be reserved for use consistent with ICANN's mission and core values and maintaining ICANN's not-for-profit status. Refunds to non-winning bidders will be initiated within 7 calendar days back to their source accounts. We're working to identify an option to enable a rollover deposit, such that you could roll, if you were a non-winning bidder, you could roll over your deposit to future auctions, future contention sets and future auctions to reduce the amount of wire transactions going back and forth among bidders. And I can. Non-winning bidders may withdraw their application from via the customer portal after the conclusion of the auction. And auction results reports. So for each auction, for each contention set being auctioned, we'll produce a report that will depict the number of eligible bidders for each round, the starting prices and ending prices of each round, the applicants who prevailed contention for that contention set, and the price the winners are obligated to pay. This is the same information that's available to those participating in the auction in a real-time basis, and this will be made public after the auction to level the playing field of information. So these are the topics for discussion. So now I have three topics here, as I mentioned earlier. These are topics that we've had considerable amount of internal discussion, both with and ICANN and with Power Auctions as well. But ultimately recognize we want some feedback from the community on these items. So the way this will work is I'm going to present one slide with the topic, our proposed solution, and some of the rationale and thinking that went into that solution. And then we'll open up the phone lines for 5 to 10 minutes or so of discussion. And then we'll move on to the next one. So bidding round duration. As identified in the preliminary auction rules, round one will be 30 minutes in duration for bidding. There'll be, and then recess between rounds will be 10 minutes, and all round two and all subsequent rounds will be 10 minutes. Some of the rationale for this was that the identities of the contending applicants are known in advance to all contention set members. You've been attempting or not attempting to resolve contention on your own for a while now. All the bidders know their bidding limit in advance because it's based on their deposits. They'll have a maximum. And this helps encourage planning and strategy prior to an auction. You should be comfortable with the system based on mock auctions and system demos that will be done in advance. The round one is slightly longer to help accommodate any initial login issues. And the proxy bid allows bidders to bid ahead and only be obligated to pay the highest losing bid price. Therefore, you could bid one time in round one and walk away if desired. So that's kind of where we're at, and we're willing to listen to the community for guidance on this. Yeah, are we too long, too short? Do recesses need to be longer? Do rounds need to be longer? We'll open it up to the phones if there's anyone.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. As a reminder, if you have a question, please press the star followed by the 1 on your touch-tone phone. If you'd like to withdraw your question, press the star followed by the 2. If you're using speaker equipment, you'll need to lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for our first question. And there are no questions at this time.
All right. And we'll, we can always revisit these during the Q&A. We recognize this is a little bit different format than we've used in the past for webinars. The next topic, scheduling of auction events. I think this one will get a little more activity. So our proposal for scheduling auction events, initially we'll schedule auction events for once per month. We believe we can ramp that up to a higher frequency, but we're going to start out at once per month, get our feet wet in auctions. We've picked Wednesdays as our auction day and a start time of 1800 UTC. It's consistent with all the other time deadlines related to the process. Deposits will be due 1 week in advance on Wednesday at 1800 UTC. These auctions will be at least 3 weeks after the notification of the auction date, and so as you saw on the timeline, we're at least 60 days in advance of, or at least 60 days after your original intent to auction. So it should provide adequate time for planning for the provider or for the bidders. We plan to auction multiple contention sets simultaneously in the same auction event. And we'll limit a single bidder to 5 contention sets in a single auction event. Contention sets, we'll select the contention sets that are will be auctioned in a given event based on eligibility of the contention set, and then using a member with the lowest priority number. This is something we've talked about on previous webinars. So some of the thought that went into this, and believe me, it was pretty significant, was the complexity of an auction and the fund transfers, the downtime needed to get funds back to participants or secured by the escrow provider and ready for an auction requires downtime between events. And so we'll start out a month, like I said, and work to accelerate to do them more often. Why we're doing multiple contention sets simultaneously, well, first the AGB prescribes grouping when possible, and the sheer volume that I presented earlier in the presentation necessitates grouping into multiple sets, otherwise we'd be doing possibly as many as 200 or so auction events. And because of the frequency of recurrence of the same applicant, we're going to need to have applicants participate in more than one auction at a time, or more than one contention set at a time in a given auction. And so for now, we chose 5 as kind of a cap there. So we can now open it back to the phones if there's discussion on this topic.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, please press the star followed by the 1 at this time. And if you are using speaker equipment, you'll need to lift the handset before making your selection. And we have a question from the line of Ken Stubbs. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry I couldn't get in quickly enough for the first discussion item, so I'd like to go back to that if you don't mind. I'm a little concerned about the 10-minute differential between rounds. The reason is technology could rear its ugly head. We've all been in a situation where there's been some form of technical glitch, and 10 minutes is a very, very short time to resolve an issue like that. So I would propose a compromise of somewhere between 10 and 30, possibly 20 minutes, because you're going to be dealing with people from all parts of the globe, and if something goes down, it could take that long to get them back up and into the auction. And I know you're going to be using superb technology, but even that fails occasionally. So thank you for hearing me out.
Sure. Thanks, Ken. Anyone else on the line for that topic?
There are no further questions at this time. Thank you.
So now thinking about the next slide I presented, where someone may have as many as 5 auctions going on concurrently, are the times, maybe think about, are those times for the rounds still adequate? And we'll move on to the next slide, And like I said, we'll have plenty of time to address things in the Q&A. Should you think of something or working to get online, I understand it takes a little while to dial in. So questions have come up in the past about how do we postpone an auction event. So we put together a proposal for how a postponement process will work. So we've said in the past, a single postponement up to 90 days may be granted per contention set. Postponement requests must be submitted as cases by the applicant's primary contact through the customer portal. All members of the contention set must individually submit their own request, and all members of the contention set must agree on the postponement. Those requests need to be received by ICANN within that first 30 days after intent to auction notification. So the thinking here was postponement requests should be rooted in good faith attempts to resolve contention without an auction. And that requires all parties. So all parties should come to the table and communicate to ICANN their willingness to continue resolving contention amongst themselves. And we're happy to accommodate that in those situations. But once auctions are required as a method of last resort, contention should be moved forward to auction so that it can be resolved quickly and as efficiently as possible per the standards described in the AGB. So that was the last of my discussion points, and we'll now maybe wait a couple minutes to see if people join the phone queue. I'll take a drink of water.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, that is star one at this time. Thank you. There are no questions at this time. Thank you.
Okay. So, yeah, so now we're going to take some of the questions from the pre-webinar, the questions that were submitted in advance. Thank you for those who participated in that. That's very helpful to us. We tried to address as many of them just in line with the presentation as possible. Couldn't fit them all in, so we figured we'd take them now.
When does ICANN anticipate holding the first auctions? Will ICANN take into consideration the time of year, upcoming holidays in multiple regions when thinking about a start date?
So at this time, I think we're thinking the first notifications of intent to auction will be done in early January. We might be able to get it done in earlier, but we are cognizant of the holidays in the late December time period and don't want to put the half the notification period during that holiday time period as well. So we're thinking about all those factors and trying to balance when we'll be ready and when it's fair to make the applicants be ready. Not only the December holidays, but we're looking over at all the holidays that occur, Chinese New Year and several of the other ones in the winter and spring time frame.
Can ICANN please provide rules for how indirect contention sets will factor in and how the auction process will impact them? Depending on how you read the AGB, you elect different results, i.e., different contention set groupings, and so currently how indirect contention sets will be implicated isn't clear.
Sure. So as you saw, the preliminary auction rules address direct contention, and there was note there that rules would be published as an addendum to address indirect contention sets. Our belief of the AGB, our read of the AGB states that auctions will be able to resolve both direct and indirect in the same auction event. And so that's the go-forward plan we're working with and developing a solution for. So we believe a single auction will be able to resolve both direct and indirect contention within a set.
The AGB states that the bidding deposit must be transmitted by wire transfer to a specific bank account specified by ICANN or its auction provider at a major international bank. As applicants are being asked to entrust potentially millions of dollars in bidding deposits to an as-yet unknown third party, insurance and liability are serious concerns. Can ICANN please provide some clarity on the present precise location where such funds would be held? And as to the entity to which applicants will be entrusted their funds, if not ICANN, including due diligence conducted as well as commercially appropriate assurances as to funds held.
So I'll take this the best I can at the current time. As I stated earlier, we're still in the process of finalizing our agreement with our financial institution, so we aren't able to name them at this time. There'll be an escrow provider that specializes in escrow services based in the United States. As to the due diligence processes, they will be performing the due diligence processes required of an escrow or financial institution under the U.S. banking laws and regulations, things like thwarting terrorism and money laundering. So that's, I think, the best we can do at this time, and we'll continue to provide information as we have it.
When will ICANN or its auction provider be providing a demo to applicants?
So we're planning to provide, we have a contention set session in Buenos Aires, and we believe we can provide a brief demo at that session, probably followed by a more thorough demo, full demonstration for users, probably in December or January, depending on other activities at the time. But well in advance of anyone signing up or having to use the auction system, people were provided with a demonstration.
Will ICANN allow applicants who are engaged in contract negotiations the 9 months allowed under the AGB? We ask because the auction rules are in conflict and state that winning applicants have only 90 days to execute a contract.
So minor clarification to that question. Auction rules, I don't believe, speak to when a contract, the rules around contracting after an auction, that comes from the AGB. The AGB was written with purpose in this section. And the rules in the auction section regarding how a winner of an auction may proceed to contracting was intentional, and those are the rules we're going to follow. It's the 90 days after final payment is received to begin the contract. Excuse me, to execute the agreement. So I think that was the last of the pre-webinar questions that we weren't able to answer through the presentation itself. So now I'll turn it back to the chat pod or the phones.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 at this time. And we have a question from Jordan Buchanan. Please go ahead.
Hey, Russ. It's Jordan Buchanan.
Hey, Jordan.
Hey. So I put this in the chat pod, so this may be earlier because I couldn't figure out how to talk when we were going through the individual sections. But two quick points relating to the feedback that you asked for earlier in the process. The first is, I think it would be really helpful if ICANN solicited written submissions on these topics as well. A number, as you guys discovered in your own internal deliberations, these are weighty and important topics that do potentially affect the outcomes of the auction, and giving folks a time to deliberate over the questions and get back to you would certainly be, I think, really helpful and appreciated.
Yeah, Jordan, I think that's a really good idea. Anyone who has feedback can submit it through the customer portal and delineate that it's an auction-related topic. Also, if you do it before the webinar or before the Buenos Aires sessions, maybe we can rediscuss some of this stuff in Buenos Aires.
Great, thanks. And my other point, a specific bit of feedback on the second section that you asked for feedback on, just with regards to the timing of the timing of the rounds. The auction events, is that I think the pace as described seems way too slow in order to reasonably resolve all of the outstanding contention sets. I know that we, if I'm doing my math right, we're in 67 contention sets all by ourselves. So with no more than 5 per month, that's 14 months of auctions ahead of us. So we'd be into 2015 before we would reasonably expect to know which applicants had succeeded in winning the auctions for a large number of these. So I know that you mentioned the possibility of accelerating the auctions, but I would hope that we would be able to resolve most of the auctions within a short number of months once they begin. So seems like some mechanism to accelerate the pace of the auction process would be desirable from our perspective.
Okay. Hey, Jordan, good feedback. Do you have a sense of how many auctions, and again, I know you'll probably have to go back to your team, but do you have a sense of how many auctions you could participate in a given event?
I'm not sure we're the people you want to ask the answer to that question. Probably a lot, but... We will provide some written feedback on this, but I'd look to others in the community to provide a better sense of the answer to that particular question. I think we'd be willing to, I'd say we'd be willing to engage in as many simultaneous auctions as you guys could string together.
Thanks, and duly noted. Yeah, so I think we can probably push ourselves to do auctions on a every 2-week-ish time frame. We'll have to get that fund rollover dialed in really well for those who are participating in multiple auctions back-to-back events. But I think it's achievable, and it's understood. Yeah, we've done the similar math.
Okay, thanks. Those are all my questions. Thanks.
Okay, and thanks for the feedback, Jordan. Always appreciated.
So we're going to go ahead and switch it over from questions submitted via phone to questions submitted through the Adobe Connect pod.
Where will the funds from the auction go? ICANN, a charity?
Okay, so at this time, similar to what I tried to state in the presentation was we don't have a destination in mind yet, other than, let me read from the slide to make sure I get it right. Proceeds from the auctions will be reserved for use consistent with ICANN's mission and core values and maintaining ICANN's not-for-profit status. So I think that's where we're at this time.
So how many in parallel? One a month sounds really slow to those of us in the 800s.
I think we can handle probably between 10 and 20 contention sets in an auction event, and then try not to max out more than 5 per bidder for now, although we'll continue to pulse the community on that one.
How many auction events do you anticipate for the first auction?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
How many auction events do you anticipate for the first auction?
So I think we're thinking, as I mentioned, somewhere between 10 and 20 contention sets would be auctioned at the first auction event. And the terminology is a little tricky. We've been trying to wrap our heads around it, but we're trying to use the standard terminology of the auction business.
Can an applicant apply for an extension in the recess between rounds?
I don't believe so. I'll take that back to the auction provider. I think potentially for, some kind of system failure, but on balance, I would say no. Those recesses are fixed and need to operate within the rules. There is a way to submit bids offline. It describes it in the auction rules and will provide more information about that prior to an auction, but you can submit a bid by fax if you have a system failure. At this time, I think we have someone on the phone, and we can jump back onto the phone question.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Brian Flanagan. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to chime in about the number of contention sets that were able to go through for each auction. I'd like to just say that that number seems still a little low compared to the number of contention sets left. So maybe 20 should be the lower end number, and possibly 30 being a more reasonable upper bound for contention sets.
Thanks for the feedback. I think a lot of it is going to depend on the number of the maximum number of contention sets any one bidder can participate in. I think that'll be the real driver to how many contention sets can be in an auction event at a time. But definitely hear the feedback.
Will the auction be open for public viewing?
It's a good question. The auction will not be open for public viewing. Only the authorized individuals for that contention set will be able to see the auction proceedings.
What is the rationale for the 90-day contracting period?
So my understanding of the heritage of the guidebook here is that the 90 days was put in there in an attempt to be fair to all those participants that were interested in that string, and to allow for, if someone's not willing to sign the agreement, maybe there is someone who is willing to sign the agreement as is in 90 days.
Please, can you explain more about the mock auction? Who participates and what is the primary purpose of the mock auction? Is it to gain familiarity with the system? If there are technical issues to resolve, then 24 hours is unlikely to be sufficient time to resolve.
Sure. So the mock auction, I think, serves multiple purposes. One of them is system checkout. The auction platform will be compatible with the major web browsing software, and we'll do all our checks prior to deploying any auction software. This is an established software platform that's being used today. So system issues should be pretty rare and limited. But one of the other key purposes is for people to gain some experience and comfort around this ascending clock auction process. It's a little bit different than a lot of auctions people have participated in the past or for other things, and it's just a good place to get a sense of how to use the tool and what it's going to feel like on the day of the auction, what the times really are like, you know, it only takes a couple of seconds to click that button, but just giving you the practice.
What are the grounds for a 90-day extension to be granted?
So the 90-day extension should be rooted in trying to resolve the contention set without an auction. So as mentioned, all members of the contention set would be expected to submit their own request for an extension on the basis that they're trying to resolve the auction or trying to resolve the contention set without the use of an auction.
Does ICANN have a target date to complete all the auctions?
Unfortunately, at this time, no, we do not. I think it'll depend on where we're at in the process, how clean we can run them, and the numbers that people can tolerate doing them in parallel.
Will you be sending all notifications of intent at the same time, or will you be doing that in stages according to the planned schedule of auctioning particular contention sets?
Yeah, we'll probably be batching these into groups that would be designated or targeted for a certain auction event. So we'll probably assess what size of an auction event we want to hold, over-invite slightly, and send out those notifications accordingly. So I think we're running low on questions in the pod and no one on the phone at this time. I think we have one more, looks like.
Will ICANN publish a schedule of the planned auctions and what TLDs will participate?
Yeah, I think we do plan to publish a schedule. It'll probably be iterative, so as we firm up the contention sets that will be in each scheduled auction, we'll make that publicly available.
When do you see the earliest date that the first auction will actually occur based on the time frames laid out today?
So, assuming a notification in the early January time frame, I think that looking through my timeline at the beginning of the presentation puts us close to early March, end of February, early March time frame. For the first auction.
We'd like to invite everyone to submit any further questions. We have available to us a little bit over 30 minutes. However, if we don't receive any further questions, we'll go ahead and close the session early. So please use the phones. Use the Adobe Connect pod and let us know what you'd like to know.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 at this time.
Will there be a comment period for the auction agreement?
Before I dive right into that question, I think maybe I can recap some of the documents we're working to finalize. So we're working to finalize the bidders agreement and think that can be available in the mid-December timeframe. There'll be the notification form that we're working to finalize. We'll make that available as soon as we can so that people can prepare for that. We think that's early December. Time frame, and we're still working to finalize our escrow provider agreement between us, Power Auctions, and the escrow provider. We weren't anticipating using a public comment period for the bidders agreement. Don't feel that that's the right forum for that type of agreement. But if there's feedback, you can go ahead and submit it as a case through the customer portal, and we'll review it.
We'll hold for a few further questions. In the meantime, I'd like to make today's presentation available to you for download. If you are on Adobe Connect right now, you can look on your screen, and at the bottom, you'll see a pod with the PDF available for you.
How long will bidders have to undertake the due diligence?
So maybe I wasn't entirely clear. The due diligence is performed by the escrow provider, the financial institution, on the bidder itself. And we anticipate that taking within a week to 2 weeks or so once we provide that information back to the escrow provider. The deadline to submit that information to ICANN is 30 days after the intent to auction. Once we receive it, then we'll begin the due diligence process in order to set up an account.
Do you already have a list of contention sets ordered in the priority in which they will go to auction? If so, can you publish this?
So we're still working on finalizing the full contention set lists. So right now you have preliminary contention sets posted. And once we finalize that, then we can begin thinking about announcing who would be first.
To get an extension of 90 days, all the parties to one contention set have to request it?
Yes, that's correct. And kind of the rationale behind that is that if you're all working together to resolve contention, that shouldn't be a problem.
What is the concern that due diligence will address?
So the due diligence is performed by the escrow provider. It's the standard due diligence that's required of a financial institution in the United States before they're allowed to accept transactions, financial transactions.
I believe we have a question on the phone.
Thank you. Our question comes from the line of Brian Flanagan. Please go ahead.
Just for clarification, the designated bidder is an individual and not the entity behind the contention set?
No. The designated bidder is the entity behind the applicant. It's the one who owns the bank account that will supply the funds. And then the authorized individuals are those that will be in the system clicking buttons.
All right. Is there a process currently to transfer those individuals you were speaking of to another person? If, for instance, there were, you know, a serious injury or illness and they were not able to place bids on that date?
I'm sure we could look into some kind of example like that. There will be two people per, or up to two people per applied for string.
Mm-hmm.
And we recommend only one of them actually do the bidding, but the second one is there as that backup. But, you know, if a horrific situation comes up, just please let us and Power Auctions know, and I'm sure we'll see what we can do to accommodate.
In the rules, a qualified applicant is defined as an entity that has submitted an application for a new GTLD, has received all necessary approvals from ICANN, which is included within a contention set to be resolved by an auction. What are these necessary approvals?
So these are the eligibility requirements I spoke to at the beginning of the presentation. So it's essentially the eligibility to be considered a qualified applicant. Again, those are that the application has passed evaluation, resolved any applicable GAC advice, has no pending objections, and no pending change requests. And these requirements apply to each application within the contention set. The entire contention set must be eligible. The other stipulation is that the applied for TLDs in the contention set must not be classified as high risk per the name collision occurrence management plan, and they must be eligible for either the alternate path to delegation or have received the SLD collision occurrence assessment from ICANN for that TLD.
Do all bidders have to pass due diligence for the contention set to go ahead to auction?
Yes. All bidders will need to pass due diligence. We'll work with the auction provider and escrow provider to provide some guidelines here. Yes, everyone who participates in the auction must have passed due diligence.
Are you going to make any comments on this presentation and related topics submitted through the portal public?
The presentation is being recorded and can be downloaded for future listen, and the materials are published. So I think that resolves the public.
Once again, thank you all for joining us for the webinar today. If you have any further questions, please submit comments and questions regarding the discussion topics that we mentioned through the customer portal. Additionally, all the materials, the content that was produced today will be available on the webinars page of our microsite. Thank you very much and take care.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the new GTLD Auctions webinar conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.